This is BBC Radio 4. Now here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 18th of April. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Sole, Shannon, Rockall and Malin. The general synopsis at 18000. Low, Sole, 1001, expected fastnet 995 by 18000 on Friday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north Utsira, south Utsira. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 3 to 5. Increasing 6 later in south Utsira and southern north Utsira. Showers, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Occasionally 6 later in time. Showers, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Occasionally 6 later in Tyne. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight, north or northwest 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 later in Fisher. Occasional rain in east, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later, occasionally 6 later, fair, showers later in Dover, moderate or good. Wight, Portland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay. South or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, occasional rain, fog patches for a time in Plymouth, moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time in Plymouth. Trafalgar, west or southwest, veering northwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwesterly 6 to gale 8 in west, perhaps severe gale 9 later in northwest Fitzroy and west Sole. Rain and thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic 2 to 4 in west Fastnet, otherwise east or southeast 5 to 7. Rain, fog patches for a time in Lundy, moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time in Lundy. Shannon, east 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, then north 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain, moderate, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, perhaps a severe gale 9 later in South Rockall. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. North or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good. Fair Isle, northwest 3 to 5, veering north or northeast 4 to 6 later, showers, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, east by south 1, 22 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Stornoway, west by north 1, more than 38 miles, 1012, rising. Lerwick, west by north 4, 27 miles, 1009, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by west 1, 16 miles, 1012, rising. Aberdeen, north 1, slight rain, 9 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Lucas, west 2, 32 miles, 1013, rising. Boomer, west by north 2, 27 miles, 1013, rising more slowly. Bridlington, southeast by south 1, 1013, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 3, 11 miles, 1014. Jersey, south southeast 3, 35 miles, 1012, steady. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 4, 11 miles, 1011. Scilly Automatic, southeast by south 6, slight drizzle and rain, 1,800 metres, 1,006, falling. Milford Haven, southeast by south 4, 24 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Aberporth, southeast by south 3, more than 38 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Valley, northeast by east 3, 27 miles, 1,011, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast by east 2, 12 miles, 1,012, falling slowly. Valencia, east northeast 2, slight rain, 7 miles, 1,006, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast 2, 16 miles, 1,012, now falling. Malin Head, east 4, 27 miles, 1,012, rising slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, east by south 2, 24 miles, 1,012, rising more slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a slack pressure pattern, is currently affecting most of the United Kingdom and is bringing mainly light or moderate breezes at first, with some showers across northern areas. Atlantic fronts moving in from the southwest will bring outbreaks of rain to western and southern parts through today, with increasing winds as well. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable becoming north or northeast 2 to 4. Showers in north becoming mainly fair later in south. Good occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less becoming easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 in south. Mainly fair. Good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in south, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, showers later in south, good, occasionally moderate later in south. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in west. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east. Rain or showers, fog patches for a time in west. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain or showers, fog patches for a time in south, moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time in south. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly but northeasterly in north, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, east 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles, west or northwest, veering north later 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that is all from us here on Radio 4 for tonight. My name is Vijay Alis. Thank you so much for your company. Have a good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the world's two largest economies, the United States and China. Coming up, another US presidential row with a senior public official who dares to disagree. Donald Trump goes after the head of the Federal Reserve for criticizing tariffs.
I don't think he's doing the job. He's too late, always too late, a little slow, and I'm not happy with him.
And as the head of the International Monetary Fund says, global trade uncertainty is off the charts. The man who runs the United States' busiest port tells us they're already seeing the impact of tariffs.
If the tariff or the high tariffs that we're looking at become permanent and long term, you're looking to a possible worst scenario of a 20% loss of imports.
That's Business Matters. First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The Ukrainian government says it signed the outline of a minerals deal with the United States. The economy minister, Yulia Spiridenko, said the memorandum of intent paved the way for what she called an economic partnership agreement. Grant Ferret reports.
The United States had hoped to hurry through a deal giving it preferential access to Ukraine's mineral wealth in the opening weeks of Donald Trump's presidency. That was derailed by his public shouting match with Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House in February. Now, Ukraine's economy minister says she's happy to announce the signing of a memorandum of intent. US officials have expressed hope that an accord could be completed by the end of next week. Both sides acknowledge that there's still work to be done, and neither has given details of what's so far been agreed.
Donald Trump says he's 100% sure that he'll strike a trade deal with the European Union. He hosted the Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni at the White House. Nomia Iqbal is in Washington.
The Italian Prime Minister didn't walk out of here with some big trade deal for the European Union, but that was never going to happen. I mean, she had said from the start that she wasn't here to negotiate on behalf of the EU. I mean, it's literally not her job. But she did extend an invite to Donald Trump to come to Italy, which he accepted. And there he will meet European leaders. Presumably that will happen before July the 9th, because that's when the pause on tariffs on EU imports will end. What I do think this meeting did was underline just how close the president is with the Italian Prime Minister. I mean, they really like each other. That was very evident from the way they complimented each other in the meeting.
Hamas has formally said that it will not accept Israel's latest ceasefire offer of a 45-day truce in return for the release of 10 Israeli hostages. The group's chief negotiator, Khalil al-Hayya, said they would not agree to partial deals. He said they would exchange all of the remaining hostages for Palestinian prisoners and an end to the war.